Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update today, this time from Maple Gold Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MGM and on the OTCQB under the symbol MGMLF. I'm chatting with the Executive Vice President of Maple Gold, Jonas Lang. Jonas, let's start off with a general recap on how this COVID-19 kind of shutdown, although it does seem like Quebec is starting to open up a little bit more, is impacting the company. Please take us through the work that the company can continue to do and also the amount of cash that the company is sitting on, because this is an important aspect for exploration companies right now.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Corey. We finished the month of March, first off, with approximately $3 million in cash. So no need to go back to market in the near term during the pandemic. And another note is that senior executives reduced pay by 50% for Q2 to help preserve financial flexibility going forward. And in terms of response to COVID-19, like most groups, certainly we started to make adjustments at sites and took measures to ensure the health, of course, of our employees and contractors and safety at site. So some of those decisions that were made before the Quebec shutdown on March 24th included not ramping up with a third drill rig. So we completed roughly 4,400 meters with two drill rigs at site. That's 13 drill holes and one drill hole extension. 12 of those drill holes still have assays pending. And in terms of what we can do now, we just saw that mining is reopening slowly in Quebec. Saw that Casa Berardi, for example, just down the break from us, is starting up again as of today. But for exploration activities, we are still limited. We have crews of about two geologists at site. They're there primarily for site care and maintenance and security purposes, but still carrying out some limited work while they're there.
All right, Jonas, let's also recap some of the recent exploration work and even some recent drill results from the 531 zone. You released two holes. Take us through a little bit of a recap of what these results yielded.
Sure. And for context, last year, our 3D model guided a single drill hole target at the 531 zone. That drill hole returned 51 meters of 2.8 grams per ton and an upper zone of 28 meters of 2.5 grams per ton. Collectively, those intercepts within a single hole ranked in the top five ever drilled at Douai, so quite impressive. This year, we deepened that hole to see if we could find a third zone at further depth, and we did. We found 3.5 meters of just shy of 6 grams per ton. That included a 1.7 meter interval of over 11 grams per ton. The other drill hole there at 531 zone did not flatten as expected, meaning when it got down to the targeted depth, it was about 150 meters away from that targeted zone to test it to the south, as opposed to the intended target of between 50 and 100 meters. It did still cut lower grade gold near the bottom of that hole, but again, that zone does remain open given the nature of that drill hole. The more impressive thing perhaps about our work earlier this winter at the 531 zone was the 3D IP survey. It not only confirmed the detectability of the 531 zone, we thought it would show this zone being open to the east, southeast, but it not only did that, it also showed the zone being wide open to the west, northwest, and also to the top of that grid or the northwest end of the IP grid. We're seeing the start of a new chargeability anomaly in an area that is not drilled for over 600 meters. So some additional IP there could generate another target of scale for us to test in the future.
Okay, there was also some other IP news that was released that outlines a new target, a 1.5 kilometer target. How did this come about?
Yeah, so for context, to the right of the Douai property, about 12 kilometers to the east of our boundary, is the Veza mine. This mine just shut down recently, a few months ago. And that mine produced between 400,000 and 500,000 ounces of gold at roughly 6 grams per ton, life of mine. And the Veza mine, also as the Casa Berardi deposit, again, about 6 million ounces reserves and resources and past production, are both located in this same lithotectonic context that stretches onto the Douai property. So that was one of the concepts in terms of looking for another deposit type further north of our deposit. Our IP showed a large corridor about 3 kilometers long. And so we did infill IP this year to try to vector in towards the heart of that chargeability anomaly. And this IP we just completed successfully did that. The other important note is there is one historical drill hole in this area. It's off the western edge of the IP anomaly, and it was only drilled to 150 meters depth. However, that drill hole did intersect VESA-style alteration, silica, sericite, pyrite, altered sediments, etc. So this is very promising in that we're in the same type of rock as the VESA mine. And it also included anomalous gold from about 60 meters all the way to the end of the hole at 153 meters. So between having that historical hole, the chargeability anomaly, and being in the same rocks as VESA, that's a pretty exciting target for us to test in the future.
So not knowing exactly when the company is going to be able to get drills back turning, can you outline the overall strategy or the expected strategy of how you're going to attack some of these new targets, but then also follow up on some of the other drilling that has been happening?
Yeah, I mean, the first step for us, and in terms of news flow, we have the 12 drill holes with assays pending. Some of the labs, all the labs in Quebec actually have shut down, given they're defined as non-essential at this time. We do have some samples sitting and waiting, and we'll have additional samples shipped when those labs reopen. I do expect us to get assays back throughout May and June. So the first step will be releasing and reporting those assays and interpreting those, which will naturally guide some of our future efforts in terms of exploration and drilling. And then for additional work, we do still currently have one of the drills parked at our project site. So we'll wait and see when exploration may open up and then make decisions at that time.
All right. So just quickly recap us then in terms of expected news flow as we progress through this uncertain time, but then also hopefully things start to open up here.
Again, we're fortunate in that we did get 4,400 meters drilled. That included a new drill hole at the northwest zone where we're targeting the extension of a higher grade near surface intercept. We also drilled 4 drill holes at the Nika zone. That drilling will look to define where our discovery hole daylights, at least one of the objectives there. We drilled 50 meters of nearly 2 grams back in 2018. So that drilling in the Nika zone was partly to follow up on that intercept. And then we also drilled 7 drill holes throughout the porphyry zone. The primary objective of most of those porphyry holes is, again, focused on potential starter pit near surface type intervals within the top 150 meters, some to the west and some to the southeast of the porphyry zone. So in terms of the next couple of months, that will be the primary piece of news flow, will be periodic announcements with drill results from the project.
All right, Jonas, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jonas or anybody over at Maple Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Maple Gold, so also happy to answer any of your questions if you email those to me. Jonas, thanks again for your time. We will follow up as more news hits the market.
Thanks, Corey.